The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Again, today, I'm going to be dealing with this particular subject of addressing the trend of online demon possession deliverances. Right now, and you may or may not be aware of this, but there is a real trend right now on YouTube and especially on Facebook Lives where, and again, we're not going to name drop because that we don't usually typically do that here, but there is, I've seen this uptick of many ministers getting online and they host these or they conduct these online deliverance ministries or deliverance sessions, if you would, where allegedly people who are demon possessed, they get online and they watch and they stream live and they're able to be delivered of demons. Now, I want to preface this by saying right off the bat, number one, I am not against deliverance services. Again, I'm going to say that again. I am by no means opposed to deliverance. I believe there is some people out there that truly need to be delivered. And I'm not against other ministers casting out devils. Even we addressed this in our last podcast where Jesus said that when there were some disciples that came to Christ and they said, Master, we saw others casting out demons, but they were not with us and they were using your name. And Jesus even told them, leave them alone. If long as they're for us and not against us, then leave them alone. So again, I just wanted to get that out there, but let me read this. This is from Jen. This is from one of our viewers on YouTube. She wrote this and I'm not going to read all this because I want to be considerate of her and some of the questions that she brought up, but I'm going to read this quote. I have a question. There is a surge of people coming on YouTube and social media platforms and they are, quote, deliverance ministers. The Bible says to test the spirits. So in looking at them and what they are teaching and performing is something that I have done. However, I got to be careful what I read here. They are allegedly casting out devils out of supposed Christians. They say that demons can be in our flesh or mind, and they need to be delivered. And then they say the churches aren't doing this. And it is what Jesus did and commanded us to do. And what I see them having full-blown conversations with these quote-unquote demons, they have no fear of them and they act very authoritative over them. When callers call in to get delivered, they will say that they have been delivered before, but are still having trouble. And the deliverance ministers will say that they need more deliverance instead of saying, repent and turn to Jesus and stand on his word and pray. Am I wrong to question this? This is a legitimate question. And she was very concerned and she said, do I have a religious or pharisaical spirit? Because I won't get on board fully with this. And I've seen people get demons cast out and I've seen legitimate healings and miracles. And I know God still does these things today. And it's an awesome thing. I am for God's miracles and signs and wonders. And I want God's spirit to be poured out. I just need some wisdom here. And she went on to say, and there's some other reasons that I won't disclose here. And so she's asking for help in this topic. So this is what inspired us to talk about this today. Now let's talk about this. I want to say this right off the bat. There is a big difference between oppression and possession. Let me say that again. There's a major difference between being oppressed and possessed. In fact, the word oppressed or oppression by definition means mental pressure or distress. The word possessed means the state of having, owning, or complete control over something. All right. So again, oppressed and possessed. Now, regarding the demonic, I want to read this. regarding oppression. In demonic oppression, demons directly attack an individual by influencing them from outside sources, influencing their behavior and the person's life by external pressures and temptations. The individual can be under heavy demonic oppression, and they might exhibit abnormal mood swings. So again, oppression. It's like this heaviness or this weight that's upon them. They're constantly struggling with something, okay? But listen, possession is the state in which an individual is now been succumbed by complete authority of a demon, where a demon has gained full access and possession over an individual's mind, will, and emotions, to the point where they are the possession and they are under control and influence of this demon. In other words, they can't make choices on their own. They're driven to do things that are just totally unorthodox of their behaviors, of their personality. They may have blackout sessions where they don't remember doing things. They wake up somewhere they don't remember going. They conduct acts of violence that they don't have any recollection of taking ownership of or a remembrance of. This is complete possession. The body even takes on the personality, the voice, and the actions of the demon. The demon will begin to speak out. You'll have women who, instead of speaking with a feminine voice, they will speak with a dark, deep, masculine voice that is not native of them. And it's the actual demon speaking out of them. Now, of course, we're going to give you scripture for this. You think I'm not going to give you scripture for this? Here we go. Mark chapter 5. I want to show an example of an individual in the Bible that was completely possessed, not oppressed, but possessed. Okay. But before we get to Mark 5, I want to give you an example out of the Old Testament. Do you remember when King Saul disobeyed the word of the Lord? And the Bible says because of his disobedience, there was 7 demons that began to oppress King Saul. And they were so heavily upon him that it took David to come in and take the playing of his instrument to relieve him of the oppression. These demons, this demonic oppression was lifted off of him through anointed worship and the presence of the Lord that was upon David and the playing of the instrument. There's an example out of your Old Testament, oppression. But then we get to the New Testament, Mark chapter 5. Listen to this. I'm going to read all this and I'm going to break it down. And then they came to the other side. This is the disciples with Jesus in a boat. They came to the place called the Gadarenes. And when he had come out of the boat, this is Mark 5, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, not even with chains, because he had been often bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been pulled apart by him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. And when he saw Jesus from afar off, he ran and worshiped him. And he cried out with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God that you do not torment me." For he had said to him, then Jesus looks at the man and speaks directly to the demons in this man and says, "Come out of the man, unclean spirit." And then he asked him, "What is your name?" And he answered and said, "My name is Legion, for we are many." Also, he begged him earnestly that he would not send them out of the country. And now a large herd of swine was feeding there near the mountains. So all the demons begged him, demons, plural tense, saying, send us out to the swine that we may enter them. And at once Jesus gave them permission, and the unclean spirits went out and entered the swine, and the herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea and drowned into the sea. Now, there is some characteristics here that absolutely are major indicators of demonic possession and not demonic oppression. All right. Number one, the man was bound. Scripture clearly tells you that he was bound by an unclean spirit. And we know by reading on that it wasn't just one spirit, but it was many spirits. In fact, the spirits spoke out of the man and called themselves legion. Now, legion was a term used in Roman times to describe a large number of Roman soldiers that numbered over 1,000 in number. So this man here in the Gadarenes was possessed by likely over 1,000 demons. Over 1,000 demons took residence, possession, and authority over this man. Okay? So again, number one, this man had demons in him. So he was possessed. Number two, the man who was demon possessed, listen to this, desired to remain in a place of isolation and solitude away from the general public. It was a place of the dead. It was the tombs, a place of the dead and no life. This is a classic sign of possession, because demons that are in someone and live in someone will always keep that individual away from any chance of deliverance or exposure, because they don't want to get brought to the light of the gospel. They don't want it to be manifest in public where there is an opportunity for deliverance. This is one of the red flags I have about this online trend of casting out demons online, because I'm just going to go ahead and say it out front. I believe there is far greater people that are believers and Christians that are demonically oppressed, but very, very few are demonically possessed. Let me say that one more time. The vast majority of believers are demonically oppressed. Where do you think we get spiritual warfare from? Even all of us listening, we go through seasons where we are oppressed by the devil. Come on, somebody. You're going to go through seasons where you're going to deal with oppression. The enemy is going to attack you and oppress you in certain areas of your Christian walk. He's going to try to bring oppression in your finances. He begins to take your eyes off of God as Jehovah Jireh, your provider, and all of a sudden, something starts happening in your work. Something starts happening with bills that you didn't expect coming. Something happens through a medical diagnosis that blindsided you, and you don't know how you're going to take care of your family. You don't know how you're going to pay your bills. And suddenly, all this demonic oppression begins to attack your mind, begins to come against your spirit, begins to come against you. It's external forces that are trying to take your mind and your spirit away from who God is as your provider, and begin to worry, fret, lose sleep, and get anxiety that he's not going to provide all your needs according to his riches and glory. Same goes in your health. You all of a sudden you get diagnosed with an infirmity, a sickness comes, a disease comes, a bad report comes. So here comes this heavy oppression. Demonic oppression comes on you, and he tries to take you off track. It tries to take your mind and your spirit and your faith away from God as Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, our healer, and begins to get you to fret and begins to get you to worry and begins to get you to lose sleep and have anxiety all through that season of worrying whether you're going to live and not die, whether you're going to be succumbed to the illness, whether the report of the doctor is going to come to fruition versus the report of the Lord. Does that mean you're possessed? No, it means you're being oppressed by spiritual warfare and demons. Come on, demons of unbelief, demons of all sorts that's been released from hell to try to get your eyes off of him and get your eyes, come on, in the pit and in the mire and in the place of the valley where you begin to lose the victory. It doesn't mean you're possessed. Listen, I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to say this. You can be born again in your spirit, but still have weaknesses in your flesh. That doesn't mean you're demon possessed. If you're saved and born again and you still struggle with smoking, that doesn't mean there's some kind of a demon in you. It means you need, discipline. Come on, some people don't need deliverance, they need discipline. Why do you think the Bible says, be not conformed into this world, but transformed by the renewing of your mind in the Word of God? Because a couple of weeks ago, we talked about when you got saved, the word saved, all through the New Testament, the word saved there in the Greek is sozo. In the Greek, it actually means, it means salvation, deliverance, healing. It's the whole package. All right. Let me say this. This is why I have a red flag when we got all these people online that love God. They're born again. They're serving God, but they've been convinced that they have a demon in them. Listen, guys, first of all, a real demon-possessed individual is probably not going to be on Facebook Live. They're probably not going to set foot in a church. I'm just being honest with you. Sometimes they'll come in because they were invited, they were pushed, they were forced to come, or they were with the family on Easter or Christmas or somewhere, and they did not want to come. It wasn't out of their own will. Because most demon-possessed individuals are just like this man here in the Gadarenes. Notice he separated himself from society. He isolated himself from any public venue at all. So again, demon-possessed individuals are predominantly not going to be hanging out in public functions of any kind and likely not going to be on Facebook Live. Come on, I know I'm going to make some people mad today, but I'm just going to keep preaching anyway. Again, am I saying that they don't need deliverance? No, because they probably need deliverance of oppression. They probably need discipline, counsel, discipleship, equipping. You'd be surprised. You know how many people thought they need a devil cast out of them when they actually, the only thing they needed was a bunch of people to get around them and lay hands on them and pray and have the power of God come upon them and get the same power that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you and quickened your mortal body. The Holy Spirit comes, the Paracletos comes along and he empowers you to live a victorious life so that you can have the authority and the power, come on, to submit yourself unto God, resist the devil, and that he may flee. All right, number two, I got to get on with this. Or number three. Notice here at number three about this man at the Gadarenes. Here's another thing I want to point out. No one was capable of binding him with chains and fetters because he kept supernaturally breaking chains and fetters. Now, how's this possible? Because he was demon possessed. In real, true cases of demon possession, Listen, some of the great ministers of God that my bookshelf over here is full of stories I've read and accounts of them. And you can, some of the great crusades that some of them held, where there was people that were brought in that were demon possessed. Many of those individuals, they obtained supernatural strength because it was given to them by the demons that was living and harboring on the inside of them. This is why it took 12 men to hold down a woman. 12 grown men couldn't even hold one woman down, because it wasn't about the woman. It was about the demon on the inside of the woman that was overpowering the men. So these men was trying, come on, to defeat the devil by sheer strength, when they should have been trying to defeat the devil by the word of Almighty God. Because remember, again, we go back to scripture. How did Jesus beat the devil out of the man? No. Did he counsel the devil out of the man? No. Did he persuade the devil to come out of the man? No. He said, come out. All through the Bible, in the New Testament, where Jesus ministered to people who were demon possessed, he commanded them with the authority that he had, and he commanded them to come out of the host in which they were possessing by the words of authority of Jesus, of the words that he had as he spoke as the Son of Man. But here's the key. You say, well, that was Jesus. Listen, I'll remind you. And he appointed 70 and gave them power over unclean spirits. And then we get over in the Mark 16, and he says, go into all the world and preach the gospel, casting out devils. Come on, the same spirit. Jesus said this, it's expedient that I should go away, because when I go away, the Comforter will come. And when he comes, he is going to empower you to do the same works that Christ did, and greater works shall you do, because he goes into the Father. So fast forward to present tense today. Are we still supposed to cast out devils? Yes, we are still casting out devils today. But again, I'm trying to tell you, friends, the majority is not demon possessed, but oppressed. Listen, I've been in ministry for 21 years. And in all the churches I've been in, ministry services, I can count on true demonic possessions probably on two hands. Now, if you go overseas and you take missionaries and go overseas to places like Haiti and India and places like that, you're going to see a far more level of demon possession over there, because the gospel of Jesus Christ is not as predominant over there as it is here in the States. So don't miss this, guys. This man, they were trying to confine him. They were trying to hold him down with chains and fetters, but he was able to break and snap those chains and fetters through supernatural strength that was given to him by the demons that possessed him. All right. Number four, it says that he cried out night and day and inflicted self-harm upon himself. He was cutting himself. Listen, now I want to say this. This can be a sign of both oppression and possession. I want to say that one more time. The crying out for help, the urgency of freedom, and the self-harm can be manifested in both oppression and possession. Because there's a lot of people out there that are cutters. They inflict harm on themselves. Listen, but not just physically, but even their own words. You know how many people that may be even watching this today, and you may not be possessed, but you may be oppressed, and you'll never pick up a knife or a razor blade or anything like that to harm yourself physically, but you harm yourself with your own words. You're always cutting yourself with your own words. I'll never amount to this. I will never do this. I will always fail like this. I'll never come out of this. I'll never get free from this. And you're always cutting yourself down with your words and with your vocabulary. Again, this can be a sign of demonic oppression and, in extreme levels, possession. All right. Because here's why, guys. the end game for the devil, once he gets possession of a host, he will use them for his purpose. But when he's done with them, he will eventually terminate them. This is why many people, sadly, they will take their own lives, or they will take the lives of other individuals and then take their own lives. A lot of these mass shootings where they're going out here and just wiping out people and then taking out themselves, I'm absolutely convinced that's demonic possession. Why can I say that? You listen to some of their testimony. When they said on trial, if they didn't take their own lives and the police came in before they could do that, you listen to their testimonies. Their eyes are glazed over. They're glossy. They have no recollection. They don't understand. They can't conversate. They can't hold a cognitive conversation. Why? Because it's demon possession. Okay. All right. So then, but watch this. Hallelujah. When Jesus showed up, come on. When the presence of God shows up, the demons immediately recognized who Jesus was. And I want to say this. One of the times that one of the first times I was ever exposed to an individual who was demon possessed, I'll never forget this. We were at a youth meeting. We were at a youth camp meeting. This was all the way back in my COGOP days. And you say, the what? That's the Church of God of Prophecy days. In case you didn't know, when I was saved 21 years ago, I was saved in a small Church of God of Prophecy. It's a branch of the Church of God. It doesn't matter. Anyway, we went to this, it was a youth conference back then, and we all went to this. And there was this girl that we took with us that her family wanted her to go with this. So we all went on this bus together. They put her on the bus at the last minute. She didn't want to sit with nobody. She didn't want to conversate with nobody. She wanted to sit in the very back of the bus and isolate herself from her body. Very dark in her demeanor and so on and so forth. So anyway, we brought her to the meeting. We're sitting there, and in the middle of anointed, powerful worship, in the middle of anointed, powerful worship, I'm talking about the presence of God was coming in. People were weeping. People were rejoicing. People were praising God. People were laid out in the Spirit of God. They were just in the presence of God. All of a sudden, about 30 feet behind me, I heard this, like this deep growling from the deepest part of your stomach. I don't even know how to describe this. Almost like your inner being. It was just like this deep growl. And I mean, when this growl would come forth, it was so loud and so deep that it would actually overpower the sound of worship. And it would make your hair on your neck stand up. Again, this was all new to me. I didn't know what this was. I was a baby Christian. I had just been saved. I had just been filled with the Holy Spirit, but I had never been exposed to this. And all of a sudden, everybody turned in our group and looked back. And this girl that was with us began to foam at the mouth. Her eyes began to glaze over. She began to convulse and shake and growl. She was demon possessed. And what made the demon manifest? The answer was the anointing and the presence of God that she was exposed to brought the demon to light. Oh, come on, somebody. Again, this is why true demon-possessed people don't want to be around public. They don't want to be in public. They don't want to be in church services. But again, she was forced to go. Her parents put her on there, said she needs to go, and she did need to go. I'm not going to say she didn't. And thank God that we had some seasoned saints of God who recognized what was going on, and they quickly went over to her and cast out the devil. Come on, somebody. Set her free right there in the service, And she was a completely different person that entire weekend. She got completely set free by this demon that was possessing her. So what am I talking about? I'm talking about there is people that are demon possessed, but it's far few than oppressed. Because listen, demon oppressed individuals, they can still function in society. They can still go to the grocery store. They can still go in public. They can still go to church services. They can still go to a conference. They can still go to work and punch the clock. But you can tell there's a heaviness on them. There's an oppression on them. But demon-possessed individuals, that's not the case, guys. Most truly demon-possessed people, they can't hold a job. Come on, somebody, because they can't conduct themselves in public. They are not going to be going to church services. And I highly doubt, unless they were dragged onto a live streaming service, that they're going to be. I just don't see it happening, guys. I don't see so-and-so. And listen, I'm going to say again, I'm not going to name drop, but I know there's one individual and he's been doing this for years and years and years. His entire quote unquote ministry is this. He actually holds conferences and he charges people money to come to these conferences and get delivered of demons. And now, because we're in 2021, he don't necessarily have to have a conference for them to come in physical person. How convenient, right? So now all you got to do is get onto his live Facebook. Come on, get onto his live YouTube session. And even if you're demon possessed, he's going to come on there. And of course, you have to pay a fee to get on there and unlock the stream. And then once you get on there, you can be delivered of demonic possession. Guys, I have a real hard time digesting that on all kinds of level. And first of all, nowhere in the Bible did Jesus charge a fee for delivering people. I can't find here in the story of the man at the Gadarenes where he was delivered of demons and Jesus said, hey, before you leave, I don't want you to follow us. I want you to go back to the city and go back to the town and go back to your family and tell of the good works that I did for you. But before you go, there's a $59.99 fee for your deliverance today. And I do have a PayPal account and I do have and you can swipe your credit card and I have a GoFundMe page. I can't find that in scripture. Nowhere in scripture. I can't find the disciples doing that. Freely you've received. Freely give. So number one, that's a big problem for me. And that's a huge red flag for me. Number two is I cannot digest the fact that if someone is truly demon possessed, that they're going to have the right of mind to tune in to so-and-so's deliverance ministry broadcast on Tuesday nights or Saturday nights at 9 p.m. And they're on their phone and they're setting in a reminder so that they can get in their office or get in their car, or get in their living room and they can get on the live stream. I just don't see it happening. Now, could they be oppressed? Absolutely. Could they need deliverance? Absolutely, but not necessarily of a demon, but they may need deliverance of their flesh. What do I mean by deliverance of the flesh? You know, the Bible says in the book of the New Testament, it says, it talks about purifying your soul and spirit of the filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit. We have to do that. We have to lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily besets us, not on our own accord, but with his grace, his mercy, and with his spirit. The Holy Spirit helps us to overcome these things. So I hope this is helping somebody. And I really hope, Jen, if you're watching this, I hope this gives you clarity on your question. I believe Jen's not alone. I believe there's a lot of people out there that may have had this same question and you need to tune in. Maybe you know some people that need to hear this. Please tag them in this, share this with them. So listen, we're not going to close a broadcast without praying for some folks. Now, again, of all the people watching on Facebook Live or YouTube or Rumble, we're going to pray in accordance to lifting oppression, not possession. Because again, I'm pretty confident that you're not going to be watching on Facebook Live or the rebroadcast of this if you're demonically possessed. I just don't see it happening. Okay. Again, I am always, I'm always subjected to listening and learning. But again, in my 21 years of ministry, I just don't, you know, this is what I put together today. And I hope this helps somebody today to help them understand what we're talking about today. So let me pray for you guys. And then we're going to give you some information how you can follow and keep up with our ministry. Father, in the name of Jesus, for every individual that may be watching or listening today, that they are dealing with the oppression of the devil. They're oppressed. Lord, I thank you, Father, that your word says, for this reason, Jesus Christ was anointed to set the oppressed free. And I thank you that the same spirit that was upon you, Lord, is upon us as believers. The power of the Holy Spirit is present with us today to set the oppressed free. If there's people watching today and listening today, and they're oppressed of the devil, they're oppressed by demonic forces, oppressing them in their health, oppressing them in their finances, oppressing them in their marriage. Maybe it's mental oppression, depression. All these pressures are coming upon them, anxiety and worry and fear and double-mindedness and confusion. All these are the works of the enemy. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking that you would set them free today, right now, and the power of this demonic oppression would be lifted. I speak the almighty word of God over your mind, over your heart, and over your spirit. I declare the book of Philippians over you that says that think upon these things. Whatsoever things are of a good report, whatsoever things are virtuous, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are noteworthy, think upon these things. I cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And we bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ Jesus. Come on, we cast it down today. All those oppressive thoughts, all those fiery darts today. May today be the end of your season of oppression, and may today be the season of your victory. Weeping endures for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Father, I just pray today, but as we end this broadcast today, I pray that this message today would bring clarity, it would bring wisdom, and it would bring a freedom to people. Lord, I believe with all my heart that there is people that were legitimately watching this or listening to this day, and they've been convinced that they're demon possessed when they're not. They don't need a demon cast out of them. They just need discipleship. They need equipping. They need encouragement. They need to get in the word. They need to get in the presence. They need to get in a good Bible believing spirit-filled church or a gathering with other believers. And they need self-discipline, and they will get free from the thing or the substance or whatever it is that is keeping them in this cycle of defeat. I thank you, Father, that you're setting them free. Lord, people that are dealing with substances, whether it be tobacco, alcohol, drugs, addictions, Lord, I thank you for the delivering power of the word of God and the gospel of truth that is setting them free. For whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Come on. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Listen, guys, God bless you today. And we thank you for taking the time out to coming on to this broadcast today. Again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Go and subscribe to our main website if you've not downloaded the free app. Again, once again, it's available on Apple and Android devices at the Apple Store or the Android Store. Just simply type in End Time Headlines. Get it to your hands. push yes to push notifications, get it downloaded. You're going to be able to watch, you're going to be able to listen, and you're going to be able to keep up with everything our ministry does. And as always, we want to encourage you to follow us on all these alternative social media outlets outside of Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and the big tech giants. We want you to go again, subscribe to us on Rumble. We're on Rumble. Go find us there. Go find us on Telegram. We're on Gab. We're on MeWe. We're on Parler. Go find us again, End Time Headlines. Subscribe to us so that you can keep up with this, because there's no censorship, no shadow banning, and no algorithm that hides our posts and our information from you guys, so you can see everything that we post. This is why we continually stress getting the app, getting subscribed, and following us on all these other alternative social media outlets. And as always, guys, we want to give you the opportunity. If you've not yet become a monthly partner, you can do that. Again, all of our ministries, our messages are free. Our app is free. Our subscription base is free. Everything is free to you. All we ask is if this message, these messages, this ministry on a weekly basis is a source of information, revelation, equipping, encouragement, and blessing to you, we ask that you'd pray about becoming a monthly partner and a monthly supporter of our ministry to help us to remain strong and continue to do what we're doing. And you can do that two different ways. You can give through the app or electronically giving through the main website or the app again, or you can give by check or money order by making it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So as always, guys, thank you for coming on here. Thank you for being on here for this whole week. We've had a lot of messages this week. We're going to sign off. Again, we'll be off Saturday, Sunday, and Monday is Labor Day. So we're going to take off so we can spend time with family, let you guys spend time with family. We'll be back on here, Lord willing, on Tuesday with either a prophetic viewpoint or another word of encouragement like today. So until then, may the Lord bless you, may he keep you, and may his countenance be upon you. In Jesus' name, God bless, guys. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.